And a very good Monday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again, the Ode to Paint podcast. It's Monday, May 20th, 2024. The Joe Beningo Ode to Paint podcast brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company. By Anita Discount Tire. By, of course, our friends at DraftKings and our very good friends at Manscaped, as you hear my wonderful cat Iggy cranking in the background. All right. Well, the season's over, Knick fans. The season goes down in flames yesterday as they get whacked in Game 7 by the Indiana Pacers. Knicks lose the game 130-109. Let's be honest. They were never in this game. Never. This game was over at the end of the first quarter. The Pacers hitting shot after shot after shot. Wound up setting a record for a playoff game, shooting, what, 67% for the game. Knicks were never in this basketball game. Let's be honest. I mean, you look back to three of the four games that the Knicks lost in this series, they got killed in every one of them. Outside of game three in Indiana, you know, when the Pacers pulled that game out late with that crazy shot by whatever that guy's name is, Nesbitt, whatever his name is, to hit that three-pointer that really wound up sealing the win for Indiana. Every other game, Knicks got killed. They got killed in game four, where the game was over at the end of the first quarter on Mother's Day, the Mother's Day Massacre. They got killed in game six. They were in the game for a little while in game six, and then they wound up, you know, basically getting their doors blown off in that game. And they got killed in game seven. They were never in the game. And look, OG Anunoby attempted to play. Obviously, you knew Josh Hart was going to play, even though he was banged up. But Anunoby couldn't run. He hit a couple shots early in the game, got the crowd excited, but he couldn't move. He played like 5 minutes, and he was finished for the day. Josh Hart gave it a maximum effort, played as, you know, as he has all year. He's been blood and guts for this team, but he clearly was compromised. He clearly was not 100%. He eventually fouled out of the game in the fourth quarter, got a big ovation, deservedly so, from the fans. And, of course, Jalen Brunson eventually breaks his hand in this game, fractures his shooting hand. He goes out. It didn't matter at that point. The game was over anyway. The season was over anyway. But look at this year and you could say, look, you know, it was a great year. You know, they got to the seventh game of the Eastern Conference semifinals. They won 50 games. They were the second seed in the East. You know, they beat Philadelphia in round one. We could say all of that. But the bottom line is this. It was disappointment. It's a disappointing end to the year. They didn't get to the conference finals. And I felt all along for this to be a successful year for the Knicks. I didn't expect them to win the championship. They're not quite there yet. They don't have every piece they need for a championship yet. But I expected them to get to the conference finals. Now, look. Did the injuries kill them when all was said and done? No doubt about it, right? Look, they lost Julius Randle. They were able to overcome that. You know, he got hurt all the way back in January. They were able to overcome that and still get the second seed and win 50 games. There's no doubt about it. But they couldn't overcome the injuries to Bojan Bogdanovic, to Mitchell Robinson. And the killer was really the injury to Anunoby. When Anunoby went down, you know, late in game two, at the Garden, and he had a career night. He had 28 points in that game. He was shooting lights out. He was playing great. When he went down with that hamstring injury in game two, that essentially was the end of the series for the Knicks. That's when it all went downhill. They could not recover from the Anunoby injury. And it didn't help that Hart got banged up like he did in game six. Obviously, the injury to Brunson, as I said, you know, forget about the broken hand injury. The fact that Brunson, you know, played most of his series on one leg. He had that foot injury. He bounced back in game five, had that monster game when he scored 44, and the Knicks blew the Pacers out by 30 in that game after they got beat by 30 the game before and all of that. But look, the injuries finally caught up to him, but it was a disappointing year. And let's be honest, Knicks fans, okay? And I know we were in the abyss for 20 years and all of that, and, you know, all the years without the playoffs and all the disasters from Isaiah Thomas to Phil Jackson, you know, to Fizdale, you know, Mike D'Antoni. We could go on and on. Or, you know, all the brutality, Larry Brown for 10 minutes that he was coached. We could go into all the brutality over the last 20, 25 years of Knick basketball. But this year ended in disappointment. And basically, as it did every year in the Ewing years, you know, now we're back to kind of the same thing. You know, it's about winning the championship. Did I expect it this year? No. But where do we go from here? You're a Knick fan. Where do we go from here? What do we do now? Do you bring Anunoby back? He can opt out of his contract. I'm sure he will. I'm a little hesitant. As good a player as Anunoby is, I'm a little hesitant. He gets hurt all the time. Do you count on this guy? Yeah, they win every game basically they play when he's on the floor. But how often is he on the floor? How many games did he miss during the regular season? And as I said, the injury to him in game two was the death knell for the Knicks in this series. That was it. That was the turning point of the series was the injury to Anunoby. And the Knicks were never able to recover from it. You know, I give him credit for trying to get out there yesterday, but he couldn't run. He couldn't play. And who knows what he wouldn't have been able to play against the Celtics. You could take that to the bank. He would not have played in the Boston series if they got to that. So it was disappointing, you know? And right now, look, the Tom Thibodeau, Jalen Brunson era, which is where we are now. By the way, Thibodeau's contract's up. He's got a year to go on his deal. You got to extend Thibodeau, who's really done an outstanding job here. I mean, let's be honest about it. You got to extend him. But so far, you know, the reincarnation of this team has ended in disappointment, you know, every time so far. Going back to when they lost to the Hawks in five in the first round a couple of years ago before Brunson even got here. Last year, they lose to Miami in the second round in six. This year, they lose to Indiana in the second round in seven. And it's very similar to what we saw during all the Ewing years, right? I mean, one disappointment after another. We could go right on down the line. 1989, they lose to the Bulls in the second round in six games. 1990, they lose to the Pistons in the second round in five games. 1991, they get swept in the first round by the Bulls. 1992, they lose to the Bulls in seven in the second round of the playoffs. 1993, the Eastern Conference final disaster, the Charles Smith Memorial, that they lose in six to the Chicago Bulls. 1994, they get to the finals, they lose in seven to the Houston Rockets in the NBA finals. 1995, they lose in the second round to Indiana, the Patrick Ewing finger roll in game seven, sayonara Pat Riley. 1996, they lose to the Chicago Bulls in the second round in five. 1997, they lose to Miami in the second round in seven. They blow a 3-1 series lead, the whole bench incident in Miami, and that signs their death knell for them, to move on and get one more shot at the Bulls in the Eastern Conference Finals. 1998, they lose to Indiana in the second round in five games. 1999, they get to the NBA Finals. What happens? Ewing gets hurt in the Indiana series in the conference finals. They get whacked in five games by David Robinson and Tim Duncan in the NBA finals. 2000, they get to the Eastern Conference finals again. They get whacked by Indiana in six games. They lose game six at home. I can see Reggie Miller right now kissing the court as Indiana wins that series. Even fast forward into 11 years ago when they won 54 games with Carmelo and Tyson Chandler and, you know, Steve Novak and all the different guys on that team. Jason Kidd, Rasheed Wallace on that team, right? J.R. Smith, all the guys on that team with Mike Woodson coach. 54-win team again, right? Figure at least get to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Miami Heat. But no, they lose to Indiana again in six games. The Roy Hibbert rejection of Carmelo at the rim in game six. We all remember that. And as I said, last year they lose to Miami in six in the second round. This year they lose to Indiana in seven in the second round. Disappointment everywhere if you're a Knick fan. And I understand, you can look at this season and say, well, the injuries doomed them and this and whatever and that and this way and that way. The bottom line is this. The season's over. It's it. They're done. Where do we go from here? What do we do with Julius Randle, right? Is he, you know, a big part of this team next year? That they look to move him? That they look to bring in another big star, right? You keep hearing that Leon Rose is very hot for Devin Booker of the Phoenix Suns. I mean, did they bring him in? I mean, I don't know. Did they try to make a deal for him? Whatever. Is he a free agent? I'm not even sure. I'm not sure of his status. But what do they do? Did they try to come back with the same group? Did they re-sign Anunoby? What do you do with Mitchell Robinson? He's hurt all the time. What do you do with him? Unbelievable. Yesterday, the best player, well, DiVincenzo had a tremendous game yesterday. What did he score? 39 points? He was great. He tried to keep him in the game as best as he could. Alec Burks as well had a big game. I think he had 26, 27, whatever he had, almost 30 points that he had yesterday. Isn't it amazing what he did? Adam Mothballs the last four games of this series. But it wasn't enough. And Brunson's great. Brunson's tremendous. He's moved, he's elevated his status into one of the top players in the NBA. There's no doubt about it. But the bottom line is this. This team has not won a championship since 1973. And yeah, it's a lot better than it was. They're not in the abyss anymore. But right now, we're stuck in the middle of the Patrick Ewing years. Disappointment at the end of the playoffs. One way or the other, we wind up getting knocked out in the playoffs. Always short of the goal. So, you know, as a Knicks fan who's been watching this team since the days of Richie Guerin and Willie Knowles and Jumpin' Johnny Green and Daryl Imhoff and Johnny Egan and, you know, all these different guys, Art Heyman, you know, going back a million years watching these Knicks, right? Going to the Garden with my father, the old Garden on 50th Street, and, you know, seeing the doubleheaders where you'd see the Knicks play the Syracuse Nationals in the second game of a doubleheader after you watch the Celtics and the Lakers play, you know, that kind of stuff. Going back to all those years when the Knicks stunk and then being fortunate enough to see the, you know, to see the championship years, to see the great run from 1969 to 1974 when they won two championships, went to the NBA Finals three times, and went to the Eastern Conference Finals every year. I was fortunate enough to see that. I was fortunate enough to see Willis and Clyde and Bradley and DeBuscher and Barnett and Earl the Pearl and Dean Memminger and Jerry Lucas and Cassie Russell and Dave Stallworth and right on down the line. I was fortunate enough, you know, Red Holtzman, see all of that. I've seen it all. But the bottom line is, no championship since 1973. When are they going to win? And I understand the injuries. And I understand I didn't expect them to win a title this year. They weren't winning a championship. They probably were not beating Boston, especially as beat up as they are. But, and I give Leon Rose credit. He's done a great job. I give Thibodeau credit. He's done a great job. But they're still short of where they need to be. They need another big guy on his team. Maybe if they were healthy all year, maybe if Julius Randle stayed healthy and was, you know, good to go for the playoffs, maybe it would have been a different result. You know, we're never going to know. But some way, somehow, it always comes up short for this Knicks team. Some way, somehow, as I drink my coffee here. So, the season ends. You know, I don't know what else to say if you're a Knicks fan. Like I said, you could look at it two ways. You could say, wow. They gave it everything they had, which they did. You know, they just couldn't overcome all the injuries, and they came up short. You could look at it that way. Or you could look at it that it was just another major disappointment in a long, long, long list of major Knicks disappointments over the years in the playoffs. So you could look at it however you want to look at it. Is the future bright? Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. But at some point, this team's got to win it, right? I mean, at some point, you know, getting to the second round of the playoffs isn't enough. At some point, getting to the Eastern Conference Finals is not enough. At some point, they have to win again. And when the hell is that going to be? When is it going to be? When is it going to be? So the Knicks season is over. As far as I'm concerned, the basketball season is over. I could care less about the Pacers and the Celtics. I hate both of them. Neither, I would like to see both of them lose, but, you know, maybe they'll lose in the championship. We'll see. You know, we'll see how that plays out. I'm not even sure. Ted, check me out. Did the Nuggets win last night, Game 7? I'll tell you once. Let me know about that. Yep. Let me know if Denver won their game last night. Terry's going to inform me of that. Whether that happened or not. Here we go. She's going to tell me right now. Did Denver win their game last night? Hold on. Game 7? I'm not even sure. You know, I was cut out. I actually watched after the Knicks game, I watched the end of the PGA, which turned out to be pretty dramatic.
No, the Timberwolves.
Wow. 98-90. Wow. So how about that? Wow. So we will have Minnesota winning. How about that? Two seventh games won by the road team yesterday. Indiana wins at the Garden. Minnesota wins at Denver. Yeah. Wow. How crazy is that? It's crazy.
I know.
So what, they play Dallas now, right? What is it, Minnesota-Dallas in the conference finals? Isn't that what it is? I'm not even sure who won that other series. I should know. But I don't care about the West. I don't really know. The West means nothing to me. The West matters to me in hockey and in basketball and hockey when my team is playing in the finals against them. Then I care.
Well, the Mavs won over the Thunder.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it is. So it's Dallas and Minnesota in the Western Conference final. That's what it is. So we're going to have a new NBA champion. Either Indiana, Boston, Minnesota, or Dallas. So I hope the West wins because, like I said, I can't stand Boston and I can't stand Indiana. And my basketball season is over. And that's it.
Wednesday.
What's Wednesday? The Rangers play Wednesday in Florida. Rangers, Florida, Wednesday. Go ahead.
Mavericks, Timberwolves, Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. I could care less.
No, I'm just saying.
And Indiana plays the Celtics Tuesday. The season's over. I don't care. I mean, people will be, NBA. It's over. See you. and it's made worse when your team gets knocked out. You know, once your team is out, do you really care anymore about what happens going forward? I really don't. So, but that's me. Let's get to the sponsors here. The Hackensack Brewing Company. I know everybody is asking me when are we going to do another live podcast from the brewing company? I don't know the answer to that. We'll find out soon. I know I've been asked a lot. I know my daughter's working on it. We'll see. Located 10 minutes off the George Washington Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4 in beautiful Who Needs a House out in Hackensack. Check out the tap room. It's open 4:30 to 10 Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 Sunday, 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack. Right behind the tombstones, and that is the tombstone for the 23-24 New York Knickerbockers as they rest in peace after the second round loss to Indiana. But I will let you know when the next one is. Check out the different Odor Pain beers. You got the Jet packaging, the Met packaging, the Nick packaging. Still waiting for TJ to come up with the Ranger packaging. Like I said, maybe he's waiting until the Rangers win the cup, and then he'll have, a picture of maybe Jacob Trouba holding the Stanley Cup or whatever. But, who knows? Anyway, but check them out. We will let you know when the next live podcast will be. 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack, the Hackensack Brewing Company. Go see my son Johnny at Need a Discount Tire. We got to go this week. We're having brake issues, so it's time to do something with our brakes. You need work done with the car. You need tires. You need your car inspected, whatever you need. Go see them over in Rivervale, New Jersey, on Westwood Avenue. Go see Johnny. Go see his boss, Harry. Go see the whole group over there, and they will take care of you. Whatever your automotive needs are, check out Anita Discount Tire. Of course, if you want to bet it, you want to bet on the NBA playoffs, you want to bet on the NHL playoffs, as we now move into the conference finals, Rangers and Florida Panthers on Wednesday. I am pumped up at the Garden. Game one, 8 o'clock start. I hate that these games start at 8 o'clock, but, what are you going to do? The Rangers are playing. Let's be happy about that, The Final Four. Game seven tonight in the West between Edmonton and Vancouver in Vancouver, and that will determine the final piece of the puzzle of the NHL Final Four, the Dallas Stars on the other end of it in the West. The winner of Vancouver and Edmonton tonight will play Dallas in the West, and of course the Rangers and the Panthers in the East. So you can bet on whatever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code OTAPAY. New customers can get $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Check it out. Again, OTAPAY. Use that code. The crown is yours. Now, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, or you can visit www.1800gambler.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY, or you can text HOPE-NY 464. That's not sex, that's six. Maybe later on. 467-369. Sex is always good. Was looking for that sympathy action last night, but we all kind of passed out. So, anyway. Anyway, we move on. And then, speaking of sex, and then, of course, there's Manscaped. Bro, I mean, come on. Now, you've heard me talk about the Lawnmower 5.0 Manscaped. You heard me talk about it. It's the best. You want to, you know, trim your family jewels the right way. This is the way to go. No mess, no pain, no blood, none of that. You don't have the scissors that, you know, can, you know, maybe destroy the family jewels forever. You don't really want that. I would say one of the most traumatic experiences of my life was the day I cut myself with the scissor and had blood coming out of the, you know, coming out of the guyones. Wasn't a pretty deal. But everything was okay now. Actually, the first time I ever actually put a Band-Aid there. But, you know, it is what it is. But if you use Manscaped, you're not going to have that problem. You want to check out the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Also, you get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ODAPAIN. With Manscaped, it's easy grooming and there's no surprises. Check it out. And as I've said, and of course, as you always hear me say, you know, the illusion of extra inches is always a good thing, right? Always a good thing. Don't forget also the Manscaped underwear. Now, like I've mentioned this before, I love them because, you know, your nuts don't come out. You know, you get some of these underwear and they get a little old. They get all stretched out. Next thing you know, you're walking around and it's like, you know, one's hanging lower than the other one. You know what I mean? So you don't want that happening. So that's another thing about the Manscaped underwear. They're really phenomenal. You know, I love them. I look good in them. And as I said, if I was about 30 years younger, I would model them. But we don't need that disaster. You know, nobody wants to see me. I told you, my wife doesn't even want to see me walking. The cats don't want to see me walking around in my underwear. Iggy and Dante say, no, daddy, please. But check out Manscaped, the 5.0 Lawnmower Ultra. It is the way to go. My wife's cracking up. All right, Beningo, the Ode to Pain podcast. Hey, tremendous ending yesterday to the PGA. Xander Schauffele finally getting a major, major gorilla off his back as he wins his first major. And really a lot of drama as Bryson DeChambeau shot a 64 yesterday to really make a big run. DeChambeau birdies the 18th hole, the par 5. So going into the final hole, Schauffele is tied with DeChambeau, both at 20 under par. And Xander had to birdie 18 to avoid a playoff with DeChambeau. And he makes about an 8 or 9 footer. Kind of almost the same putt DeChambeau made on 18. He makes about an 8 or 9 footer that wins the PGA for him. So congratulations to Xander Schauffele, his first major win. And I'll tell you, Bryson DeChambeau, when you look at all the guys of the LIV Tour that have played in the two majors, DeChambeau has been by far the most successful. He was among the leaders at the Masters, even though he didn't win. And he came very, very close to winning here at the PGA. I kind of like him at the U.S. Open. I got to tell you right now. I got to tell you, I like him at coming up at the U.S. Open, which will be around Father's Day. I'm not sure. Where is he? I'm not sure where the U.S. Open is. Pinehurst? Is it at Pinehurst? Where's the U.S. Open? I believe the U.S. Open is at Pinehurst. My wife is going to check that out, which is in North Carolina. And I never would count Koepka out. He started out okay, but he kind of faded in the last couple rounds. That Rory did, as he always does as well, too, as we all know. But nevertheless, DeChambeau, I kind of got a feeling that he may break through and win the U.S. Open. But congratulations to Xander Schauffele winning his first ever major. And we actually had some drama at the PGA. Speaking of drama, how about what happened with Scottie Scheffler? And how about the fact that Scheffler winds up finishing like among the leaders? He was like 13 under par. You know, he gets arrested. He's in jail right before round two with all that madness with that traffic incident where someone was killed. And I don't know if there was a misunderstanding. Scheffler had a cop on the back of his car, whatever the deal was. He comes in, he shoots a 66 the next day. Now, finally caught up to him. He didn't have his regular caddy either. Finally caught up to him on Saturday, and that's where he kind of crapped out and fell out of contention. But still, he played well again yesterday, what did he shoot, like a 65 yesterday? He wound up 13 under par. So you can never count Scheffler out going forward into the U.S. Open, but we'll see. But I believe it's at Pinehurst, is it not? My wife's checking it out right now. I can look at my hat because you got the hats. The U.S. Open. It's Father's Day. Father's Day weekend.
I got it. Hold on.
Where is that?
Pinehurst.
I'm right.
Yep, North Carolina.
Pinehurst, North Carolina. I was right. I was kind. I felt that. I thought that's where it was, but.
Wyndham Clark won it last year.
Yes, Wyndham Clark is the defending champion. So, but that's coming up. That'll be Father's Day weekend. Always great as well. And then, of course, the final major in July, the Open Championship in I'm not sure where that is either. Where is that? Is that in which one of the courses is that? England, Ireland? Where is that this year? The Open Championship, it's in July.
Hold on.
That's the final major.
The U.S. Open.
My wife's checking it out now.
13th to the 16th.
Yeah, that's the U.S. Open. The Open Championship, July. It used to be called the British Open. Now they call it the Open Championship.
The Open, 18th to the 21st.
Yes. And where is that? My wife's.
Royal Troon.
Royal Troon. So there you go. The Open Championship. Brian Harman is the defending champion. He won in a cakewalk last year. So there you go. Royal Troon. So we got two more majors to go. The U.S. Open at Pinehurst, Father's Day weekend. And then the Open Championship in July at Royal Troon. All right. Beningo, you hear my wife talking to the cats in the background. Beningo, the Ode to Pain podcast. We'll wrap it up. I am pumped up. The Knicks are gone, but the Rangers are still very much alive. They will open up the Eastern Conference Finals in Game 1 on Wednesday against the Florida Panthers. Of course, they're underdogs, as they always are, right? They're underdogs against Carolina. They're underdogs against Florida. And they'll probably be underdogs against whoever they play in the Stanley Cup Finals as well. I am pumped up for this series. It won't be easy. Look, this Ranger team is... They are playing like a team that has a mission to win the Stanley Cup. They swept Washington in the first round like championship teams do. And then after jumping out to that 3-0 lead against Carolina, had a little slippage, as we know, lost a very tough game 4 in Washington. And then, of course, basically a no-show in game 5 at the Garden. But then with the season, with a game 7 losing looming and, you know, negative history looming if they had to play Game 7 after a 3-0 lead. Well, Chris Kreider took matters into his own hands in the third period the other day down in Carolina. And after the Rangers had trailed 3-1, he got that hat trick. And as I said before, Rangers went on to win in 5-3. Kreider basically cementing number 20 going to the rafters when all is said and done. But they're only halfway there. 8 more wins to go. I feel good about them. I really do. They are playing like a championship team. There's no doubt about it. And I've said this over and over again with the Rangers. If they don't win this year, after winning the President's Cup, after winning a record 55 games, after winning the first two rounds of the playoffs like they have, if they don't win it this year, when the hell are they going to win it? We've seen the Rangers make a lot of deep runs. We've seen them. This is the fifth time that they're going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals since 2012. It is time for them to win. And I think they will. They got the best power play in hockey. They got the best penalty kill in hockey. In my mind, I don't care. I don't want to hear about Bobrovsky with Florida. They got the best goalie in hockey in Shesterkin. And I know they've had their troubles at 5-on-5, but I am confident that this is the Rangers' year. 30 years later, that they're going to find a way to win the Stanley Cup. So we shall see what happens. It starts on Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. The Garden will be rocking. There's no doubt about it. The Rangers got home. Remember, the Rangers got home ice advantage throughout the playoffs, right on through the Cup Finals, no matter what, no matter who they wind up playing. So we'll see. But I'm ready. I'm going to make this prediction. I think it's going to be a tough series. I clearly realize Florida, they were in the finals last year. They're definitely a team to be reckoned with. But I'm going to say what Steve Summers always used to say about the Rangers, Rangers in 7. Rangers in 7. It won't be easy. There'll be a lot of agita. There'll be a lot of, you know, a lot of moments when, you know, you'll have your head under the pillow. But Rangers in 7. Everybody have a great week. Check me out again on Friday. What else can I say? Enjoy the baseball. Mets in Cleveland. I'm not sure the Yankees are playing, but they don't lose to anybody anyway. All the love.